It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Our number, if you ever want to be a part of the show, is 317-239-1009. And on social media, it's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Kind of an update or refreshing you in case you missed it yesterday. We talked about my mom, who lives in Ohio, takes care of my grandma. Those two are just kind of a little happy unit down there. And my mom sometimes goes to Goodwill. She likes to buy things, and at least that's the cheaper option. So she's like, oh, look at this vase. This is really pretty. And it's like $5 or $10. So she thought it was a decent deal to put some flowers in.
I literally love going to thrift stores.
Do you?
And Goodwill. Oh, my gosh. It's like my favorite.
I always donate there, but I never really shop. Maybe I can go get some deals. I'll have to check that out. So she buys it, and then over the past week, strange things happened. The next morning, she woke up, all four of her tires were flat. Ugh. And the thing that's weird about this is nobody slashed them. There were no nails or screws. It's just all the air was gone. That, I guess you could say maybe kids in the neighborhood did that, maybe.
I literally just got goosebumps. But like, how would they even do it if there were no slashes or nails or something?
No,
that's
what
freaks me
out. Well, the thing is, too, it freaks me out. My mom has security cameras. She has like one that points out. Mm-hmm. And if it was all four tires, like nobody was on one side, we couldn't see, but the other side, there was nobody there. So what happened with that? Then other things that happened is my mom noticed that the vase would move a couple of times over the course of the week. Like, it would be in one spot. And my grandma, who she takes care of, can't move. My grandma's pretty much better couch ridden. She has COPD. She gets so winded breathing that she only gets up to go to the bathroom and shower and stuff like that.
This story makes me, like, so scared. I, like, legitimately start to get nauseous.
So, okay. There's tons of other things. If you missed it, check out the podcast at RadioNowIndy.com to hear everything else. But I talked to my mom yesterday. I was like, hey, I shared it on air, and a lot of our people were freaked out. She's like, well, they're going to be even more freaked out because I think this thing is legit haunted. Ugh. And I'm like, well, what? Well, I guess my mom went, and she was trying to take it back and just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And maybe just see if they bought it back.
Yeah.
So it turns out that this thing that was a vase my mom bought for flowers was actually somebody's old urn.
No way!
For like a family member, I guess. Now, my mom said there were no ashes inside of it.
What?
But it's like an old family urn.
Who like gets rid of their urn and donates it to Goodwill? What the hell?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe this person was mad or evil if the remains were inside there or not. And you bring up a good point, Live the Web Girl. I don't know why somebody would even bring that there and sell it.
I'm sick right now.
But I mean, what do you do? Do you throw it away?
I would give it to Goodwill, whatever the thrift store was that she got it from. Give it to them and literally never go back there. Like, that's terrifying. I would not touch it if they said, no, like, you can keep it. Be like, absolutely not. I don't want to be in contact with this. I don't want to be in the same room as this. Oh my, that's freaking terrifying.
Yeah, because I guess the backstory, when they traced it back as like a person like knew who it was, like, because it's a small town where my mom's at. And they said, yeah, well, the person like that, I guess their ashes or remains at one time were in there, ended up killing their wife.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. This is what my mom told. My mom wouldn't pull this joke on me or say it. And that's what I'm saying.
Joe.
So I don't even know what, like,
that is bananas.
It's got to be. So is it haunted by this guy that was a murderer?
That is bananas. I don't know. I don't normally believe in things like that. But like, what your mom was saying, obviously, like, that is not normal. That doesn't happen.
So I'm not knocking. Like, I think Goodwill is a great place and you should totally go there. You should also donate your items. It's a tax write-off. But I would just suggest this. Double check if you buy something that looks like a vase that it's not an urn from a person that killed somebody.
Yeah, and don't donate haunted things or things from, like, dead people that murdered someone. And you know what really makes me mad? Because Alex does Murder Monday on this show.
Yep.
It scares me. It's ruined going to sleep. It's ruined nighttime for me. It's ruined all of these things. Now this has ruined thrift shopping for me.
You know what? The show constantly ruins things for lots of other people. So I apologize for that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Shane.
Hey, what's up, man? What'd you want to say?
That thing needs to be in the room with Ed Warren's stuff and Annabelle.
Dude, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's only my mom's luck that she would bring like something like that into our household right there. And like, just talking about this, I have, you can see, Liv, I'm a hairy guy. All the hair in my arms are standing up right now.
I have goosebumps and I'm literally nauseous because I'm so scared. But also, like, that makes sense. No offense that this would happen to your mom, because I just feel like that's your kind of luck and, like, you, it must run in the family.
No, it is. My mom 2 weeks ago got kicked in the head by a horse and
your
had to get had to get rushed to the hospital. My mom got knocked out. Thank God she was on the phone with my aunt. Otherwise, my mom probably would have died there in that barn.
Oh, my God.
And then,
gosh.
Like, 6 months ago, I was worried about my mom. My mom's truck popped into gear and ran her over, like going down a hill.
Dude, send positive vibes and waves and prayers to Joe's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
That.